Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Well, what's up? Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
What's up?
Are you ready for a great show? I hope you are, because we're going to get this party started the right way. Now, Portia is out today, but don't worry. We got a beautiful face in the place. Even Marcel's hanging out with us. Yay! And, of course, we can't forget L.A. with all their sunshine and blessings. What's going on, Heidi and Frank?
Hello.
Finally, we have some sunshine.
There you go, man. See, look at God. Anyway, later, Nicki Minaj got a cable network to apologize. And is Mary J. Blige dating somebody new? Can't hate or hollerate on that. But first, Brad, what you got for us?
Well, y'all, after the Gucci blackface controversy, another brand is under fire. And this time, it's singer Katy Perry's shoe line.
Uh-oh.
Okay, y'all, take a look at these shoes. Do they remind you of anything?
Oh. It's like a weird painting.
Well, people felt the black shoe mimics black face. So Katy and the manufacturer released this statement. The Rue and the Aura were part of a collection that was released last summer in 9 different colorways and envisioned as a nod to modern art and surrealism. I was saddened when it was brought to my attention that it was being compared to painful images reminiscent of blackface. Our intention was never to inflict any pain. We have immediately removed them from the Katy Perry collection.
The shoes are offensive all the way around. They're absolutely hideous. They're hideous shoes.
Who's the target demo for these shoes?
Right, but I guess the thing that...
Upskirt guys.
I had the same thought when this Gucci sweater comes out. If these shoes get... We're talking about them, obviously, because somebody went, I don't know about that. How is this when Katy Perry's in her pitch meeting in the conference going, and here's the next style that we're thinking about coming out with? There's no black person on her crew that goes,
The question is as African-American woman and people, are we offended by this shoe? And please, I feel like I'm a very militant girl, but when I saw the shoe initially, even though I have colored eyes, I don't see blackface with blue eyes. I didn't think blackface when I saw this shoe. I could see how someone can, but I wouldn't, like, protest the way Gucci did. Gucci was just, like, outright, like, come on now.
Yeah, this one is a stretch. I mean, I think at the rate we're going to have to cancel Mr. Potato Head as well.
Okay.
Yeah. We're on our way.
I just see lips. I thought it was lipstick, so I guess that's how crazy I am, but... Mm.
Because if you just look at the tan shoe, it's not offensive.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so then when you look at the black shoe, I guess it's offensive because of everything that's going on right now. Everything is so sensitive. Like,
Uh-oh.
Is the shoe insensitive? What's wrong?
There's a new protest.
Uh-oh. What is it now?
They're saying that the guy that Luke Skywalker had problems with in Star Wars, he was in blackface.
No.
Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Well, America's Got Talent's cleaning house a little bit. They're going to have a couple of new judges. They're bringing in Julianne Hough. They're also bringing in Gabrielle Union.
Who's leaving?
Okay, so Mel B is going to be leaving, as well as Heidi Klum. So they're out.
Well, they were kind of bumps anyway. I mean,
I wonder what Mel B is going to do in her free time.
So these two are coming in. And then see what you think about this. Terry Crews is going to be emceeing the whole thing.
I love Terry Crews.
He's going to be coming in and replacing, Eva, what do you think of this? Replacing Tyra Banks.
No! Tyra was so good at that. I mean, I'm biased. She was. Oh. Don't do that. She turned looks every week. She gave these people hope. Don't do that. Tyra came and slayed.
To me, it seems like though the judges should be like either music execs or acting execs or somebody that like from agencies or something like that, because that's normally what it is. Like, I know Terry Crews is an actor, but they're not acting on America's Got Talent.
That's what I would see. You know, like in the old days, Brad's right. In the old days, Star Search had an acting category, so it made sense to have an acting judge.
Even American Idol, they have singers to judge the singers.
That's right.
You know, so
here's the thing about the show, though. No one's really watching for the judges. It's no big deal.
That's
if you can cash in on an easy gig like this, that's awesome because everyone's watching to see the different acts and to go, my God, that sucks. And you know, but the buzzing and the comments, they're all the same. Every single show has this the same taglines. Oh, you know, you made it your own. You know, wonderful, loved it. What do you do? What do you think?
You took it to the next level.
Big deal.
Right.
I mean, that's really not a job.
And Terry Crews is really likable.
He's so likable.
You have to work to find something that you don't like about him.
He's
so likeable. It makes sense.
And they giving him reparations from, I'm sure, when he had his scrotum juggled.
Oh,
that's a good thing.
All right, so, speaking of judging, from the looks of it, BET just lost a loyal supporter and even possibly a Twitter follower. That is Nicki Minaj.
Oh, what happened?
Well, apparently BET's social media team thought it was a good idea to make fun of Nicki Minaj on Twitter when Cardi B won at the Grammys. And here's what it said. Cardi B is the first solo female rapper to win Best Rap Album. Meanwhile, Nicki Minaj is being dragged by her lace front.
Why would they write that?
Yeah,
somebody young and dumb.
I'm sure Nicki Minaj is willing to forgive and forget.
Not so much. This didn't sit well with Nicki Minaj at all, and she has now refused to appear at any future BET award shows.
No.
And she's skipping out on the upcoming BET Experience show, which she was going to be headlining along with Lil Wayne.
And people were so excited about that. Hey,
yeah.
So excited.
So BET didn't want any smoke with Nicki or her bobs, and they released this statement. Unfortunately, the respect that we have for Nicki was violated by this post that should have never been written. The post does not reflect how we feel about Nicki, and further does not reflect our company values. We deeply apologize for the hurt, disappointment, and confusion that this post has caused. We are committed to doing everything we can to address the situation.
They got to bring a guy out or a girl out. We're getting rid of this person. This person right here wrote that.
Oh, they're fired.
Yeah, they're fired.
She needs to take the high road, honey. It's not that serious.
I hope they work it out because I would like to see Cardi and Nicki perform like around the same areas.
Brad, who wrote this? Who would a guy know about lace front?
A queen?
Well, a queen.
Okay, so a queen or a woman wrote this?
Yeah, Gary, what were you doing Sunday night?
I'm trying to type that up. You did get dragged.
It's so sad.
That's why I'm fans of Dolly Parton and Diana Ross. They didn't get dragged. Nobody said anything about them, honey.
Well, last night I watched my guilty obsession, The Bachelor, and it was a bloodbath. Yes, all the girls started their cycle on the same night. Okay, that's not what happened, but no, Colton the Virgin Underwood lost 5 bachelorettes last night. He basically let 4 of them go, and one of them quit. Mm. Now, the biggest surprise was 23-year-old Demi, who was the one we all love to hate.
She's the aggressive one, right?
She's the tiny one who's, pretty. She just doesn't care, and she was awesome. Love her. She was my favorite. Well, she went to Colton's room, I guess, to try to deflower him, because he's a virgin. Then
that's
expressed
why
that,
you like her ass.
Oh, I know. I like sexually aggressive women.
Yeah, you want to get deflowered.
I'd have picked her. The show would have been over in a weekend.
You win.
But yeah, she tried to go to his room, say he wanted to deflower him, and then say how much she loved him. And I guess it didn't turn out the way she planned. So
I now feel like I am falling in love with you.
I don't know right now if I can see myself with you at the end of this.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
I've known you for
two. Oh my God, Brad, you are so mean.
Oh my God! I just told you I love you.
Did you like Colton's way of breaking up, though? I mean,
he was cute with it.
He was cute with it, honey. Yeah.
So Frank and Haircrack, if a woman is too sexually aggressive, that'll turn off on?
No.
It depends on what they look like.
Oh, really?
She was cute, but she wasn't sexually aggressive. She was just annoying.
But here's the thing. It's like, once you get to know these girls, you're sitting around talking for so many, you know, weeks that you're going to learn things about them. Well, her mother was in jail and got out of jail while she's on the show, and so she wanted Colton to be with her when she talked and saw her mother again for the first time. And I think that might have been too much for the virgin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
hey, your mom was in jail.
Okay. What was her mom in jail for?
Probably shoplifting. Up next, we'll tell you about how Cardi B got a message, honey, from beyond the grave after her Grammy win. We'll explain after the break. Dish Nation.
Hi, ladies. Let's talk about shoes. Have you heard about this company making flats for women and girls from recycled plastic water bottles? Well, if not, you have to check out Rothy's. Rothy's is the everyday flat for life on the go for women and girls. They come in four fashionable styles: the flat, the point, the loafer, and the sneaker. I absolutely love Rothy's. As you see, I spend a lot of time here on my feet, yet Rothy's keeps me comfy while still being polished and cute. And to top it off, they have so many fun designs for you to choose from, so there's really options for everyone. But what I love most about Rothy's is I feel good wearing them, because when they've run their course, I send them back to Rothy's for free, only to be recycled again. And right now, you too can get super cute shoes guilt-free. Rothy's is offering an amazing deal for our viewers. All you have to do is go to rothys.com and enter DISH. That gets you free shipping as well as free returns and exchanges. Again, that's rothys.com and enter DISH. Get the deal while it lasts.
DISH Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to DISH Nation. Hello. Now, you would think Grammy-winning rapper Cardi B would be basking in the glory of a new accomplishment from winning the Grammys, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
But she's experiencing something that we've all had to deal with.
What?
Piping hot plate of hate coming straight from the haters. Yo, the hate got so real that Cardi went on a social media rant and then deactivated her Instagram account yesterday.
No. She's off of Instagram?
Yeah, but you know she'll be back. Yeah, but, you know, before all that went down, she got a lot of congratulatory messages and gifts, including a bouquet of flowers that she thought was sent by Tom Petty.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Isn't Tom Petty dead?
We'll get there. So the rapper made a point to thank him on an Instagram story, but yeah, you're right, Eva. Tom Petty is very dead. He passed away in 2017. Take a look.
Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, but and the flowers were very big. I want to say thank you so much. And this is such a beautiful note. Love me, bro.
Well, my thing is, whoever it's from, their name should have been on there. It shouldn't have just said Tom Petty.
But they probably just wanted to see the quote, though.
But if you don't know who Tom Petty is, and she's younger, it's easy to get confused by that.
Well, my thing is, honey, girl, you just shouldn't have came out and said that. She should have Googled who Tom Petty was, because now she's letting the world know that she does not know the culture, and she's not very diverse.
It's not that she doesn't know the culture. She's a millennial. You got to remember.
And it looks like it's from Tom Petty, because that's all the card says.
He did die, and it was a big thing, and I think everybody put at least two quotes of Tom Petty up in 2017.
She was not paying attention to that stuff, though, y'all.
Yeah, well, girl, that ain't cute, honey.
I mean, I might have mistaken that same thing, like, or somebody calling themselves Tom Petty. How we know it ain't another Tom Petty?
Whoever wrote that sent it to her probably crying all over again because she didn't open up a wound saying thanking him and knowing that he's not here.
Well, whoever said this should have said their name, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Would have made a lot easier.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to send her some flowers and say, turn off the lights and write Teddy Pendergrass on
it. Turn them off.
See if he gets the shout out.
All right, y'all. It's time for another smash alert. This one is coming from Mary J. Blige. She's your queen to be. She is having no more drama in her life. Honey, the queen of hip-hop soul, was spotted with her new beau, and y'all ain't ready for this.
What?
He tall, he dark, he handsome, and word on the street is he's an African prince.
Yes, darling.
Tell us more about Akeem.
Apparently, Gary, last night, MJB was spotted in London at a fashion event, and her man was introduced as an African prince. But get this, y'all. He showed up in a bulletproof Mercedes and his own security team, okay? The couple was also spotted leaving the after party for the BAFTAs, Vogue, and Tiffany after party hand in hand. No other details have been released about him. Okay, Mary girl, we see you, honey. What's in the new chicken wrap? African prince, baby. All right, for the major come up, are we here for this? Do we miss Kendu?
No. Well,
no.
We may miss Kendu, but I don't think she needs to stay with him.
Why?
A damn bulletproof car. He's violent. Hell, people trying to kill him.
Oh, I mean, because he's an African prince.
Right. Uh-huh. He's not violent. He's in demand. And I think, honestly, for Mary, this is a level up.
Yes. And baby, she look happy, and they look cute together, and that's all that matters. Let this lady glow up and enjoy her life.
Yes. In this picture, it looks like she's running, and he's not. But, like, he's going to soar her royal note.
Fine, 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 fine.
Okay.
All right, coming up, Miss Adrian Bylon has a crazy recipe, baby, for tuna salad that has the internet very confused. And we'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back. So Adrian Bylon Houghton, honey, from The Real, has a YouTube channel called All Things Adrian. And she posted a video of some of her weird food combos that she loves to eat. And, well, let's say, honey, her secret ingredient to make a great tuna sandwich will leave you speechless.
Just when you thought I was done, some fruit punch. So as you can see, I have a problem. I was home one day in high school. I had to make myself an after-school snack. I made myself tuna fish, and I was like, how do I create something that is just amazing? And this, my friends, is what I created. You either can eat it like this. Mm-mm. It needs to be dipped. Oh, baby Jesus.
Yo, she's a terrorist.
Oh, my God.
Something needs to be done. Who does that?
Adrian doesn't know, but she is pregnant. Because there is no, like, you do not put mm-mm. delicious, white, enriched Wonder Bread mm-mm. and dip it with tuna mm-mm. in...
Maybe if you put the powder in it, maybe.
No.
What kind of powder?
Like the Kool-Aid powder before
oh, hell
you, like,
no,
whip
hell
it up.
Just in your tuna because it's dry, but not a no. wet glass of... Kool-Aid made with water, and she poured quite a bit.
But now, I dip my peanut butter and jelly sandwich in milk.
Now, see, I can see that.
That's kind of close.
You know,
that's like dipping the Reese's or a peanut butter cookie in milk.
I'm allergic to nuts, so I don't know anything about that.
Oh, that's sad.
I know.
See, Gary will take your leftovers.
Okay. You want my leftover nuts?
All nuts go to Gary. All right, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time!
Okay, y'all, so us being on Dish Nation every day under all these hot lights and wearing makeup, our skin takes a beating, and we have to look our best at all times, darling. And I have the perfect thing to preserve our beautiful faces. Oh. It's called the NuvaGlow 24-Karat Gold Anti-Aging Retinol Facial Cream and Bee Venom Serum Set. The Bee Venom Serum is a natural, organic alternative to Botox. It uses a breakthrough formula that helps plump, lift, and firm, targeting the appearance of wrinkle depth and blur fine lines, giving you that youthful glow.
What's up with this 24-karat gold thing?
Girl, let me tell you, the 24-karat gold is used for its anti-inflammatory benefits, and the facial cream contains over 2.5% active retinol, which is proven to renew, restore, and revitalize aging skin. Firm and smooth fine lines and wrinkles.
All right, Brad, now how much is this fountain you've gone cost Gary?
Well, let me tell you, Headcrack. The NuvaGlow 24-karat gold anti-aging retinol facial cream and Bee Venom serum set can cost up to $512.
What?
But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, up next, guys, listen up. This famous actress has sex advice that you can use. And Heidi and Frank will tell you what it is after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Recently at the Makers Conference, it's here in California, actress Jameela Jamil candidly explains why people are having bad sex and gave some pretty awesome advice to men everywhere. You need to take a look.
I want to hear this.
I believe that learning sex from porn is like learning how to drive from watching The Fast and the Furious. A terrible idea. And when it comes to sex, tell him technical consent isn't the gold standard. And anything less than a woman being enthusiastic about something sexual that is about to happen is a sign that he must stop and talk to her. Tell him that being generous in the bedroom will be reported far and wide among the land. Because we tell each other everything, and his name shall become legend among us.
So what she's talking about there, all of that comes from this essay she wrote called Tell Him. So did you listen to the advice that she gave? Which I thought the first line of that was really funny. What, you know, learning how to have sex from watching porn is like learning how to drive from watching The Fast and Furious. That's a good point. You would never do that.
Well, yeah, you're never going to have a car like that. Here's the thing. I'll give some advice to ladies. Is always be ready for it.
What do you mean? Shave?
I'm just saying. Drop of a hat. Are you always ready
no,
for it?
No, of course I'm not. Neither
That's
are you.
I'm saying. Yes, I'm always ready for
no,
it.
No, you're
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. I'm ready right now.
What if you... Oh, he is.
Well, I'm about 36% ready, but 37%. Someone's getting pregnant in here.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.